This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 6th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Do it. Including the one called Quest Worthy. It's really good. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff, good stuff. Yes, yes. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of GTA 6 things going on. Pocket Pair's publishing a horror game. I'm a little concerned, but there's a new studio that has been established. They might work with this one. Nintendo. Life.com says that Nintendo will not let any charity speedrunning events without permission. Now, RTA, be it in Japan, will kick off later this week on August 9th, and you will see a lot of the speed gamers going through games like Cuphead, Nier Automata, and Skyrim. And they will be doing that with the aid of Doctors Without Borders, because that's who they support. But Nintendo games will not be in the lineup. And the RTA group did say why. Now, on their website, which was translated, the organizers did explain that they were contacted by Nintendo in June, informing them that, quote, as a legal entity, they would have to ask for permission in advance, end quote, if they wanted to have their games on the speedrunning platform. And all the other Nintendo speedrunning games are now considered as unauthorized. Now, RTA did feature Nintendo games in the lineup, and that's mainly with Super Mario 64, but that will not happen because of Nintendo's legals, which means RTA would have to ask Nintendo for permission. So if that does not happen, then, well, that does not happen. So what could happen now? That is what we don't know, but Nintendo will not be a part of it. So RTA will still be going on, but they are choosing different games because of the lack of permission. Now we go to PlayStation, because they are now dropping Genshin Impact. So, if you have a PlayStation, and it's up on the PlayStation Store for now, Genshin Impact, PlayStation 4 version, will be shutting down. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, it is because of, quote, hardware performance and platform application size, end quote. That is what the developers at MeHoYo did say. So back in September 10th, Genshin Impact will be removed from the PlayStation 4 store. The Genshin Impact microtransactions will remain listed on the PlayStation store until in-game purchases are disabled on February 25th, 2026. And players should not expect any refunds because they've been given plenty of notice. On August 8th, 2026, Genshin Impact on PlayStation 4 will lose support, and players will no longer be able to log in. Now we're going to stick with PlayStation, because according to PlayStation Lifestyle, the PlayStation 6 will be slightly less powerful than the next Xbox. Now this is rumorville, because a leaker did say that, and that leaker was Kepler L2. And they were saying that the PlayStation 6 is comparable to the AMD Radeon RX 9070, where the next-gen Xbox power will be comparable to NVIDIA's GeForce RTX 5080. And Kepler did say that that would translate to a power difference at around about 20%, which is about the same difference between the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. So we shall see what happens there. Talking about Xbox, GameSpot gave a nice little opinion piece, and within that piece, they were talking about how unstable Xbox as a company is. Now we know that Microsoft did a bunch of layoffs. That went with a bunch of layoffs within Xbox. And they were also talking about some of the purchases, the games that were delayed, and games going over to PlayStation, and a bunch of other things. It is an interesting piece, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. But I think this studio wants to stay out of the way of Xbox. Red Octane Games has been established via Gamatsu.com, and they are led by Simon Ebiger, the former production director on Guitar Hero at Neversoft, Vicarious Visions, vice president of operations at Blizzard Entertainment. That's what Simon did do. So he's going to be focusing on this studio now, along with the brothers, Charles and Kai Huang, which were the original founders of Guitar Hero back in 2005. And they'll be trying to bring some heritage and some insight to the studio's direction. Like Simon did say, quote, "Rhythm games are about more than just gameplay. They're about feel, flow, and connection to the music and to each other. Red Octane Games is our way of giving back to a genre that means so much to us while pushing it forward in a new, exciting directions." Now, you know they're going to need some hardware. You know that. NVIDIA GeForce RTX 6090 was pronounced in the PC Games website, but they weren't more talking about AMD, because one of the senior product managers for AMD said that AMD is rumored to be planning a return to the high-end gaming GPU market. So what could they do? Could it be the AMD Radeon RTX 10090 XT? If that's what's going to be called. But the rumor did have a massive total of about 154 compute units. And the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT, which is one of the favorite best graphics cards for PC games then, only has 64 compute units. So if that goes to 154, well, that would be a big upgrade, if it does. Now, the new graphics card is also rumored to have a massive 36 gigabytes of GDDR7 VRAM, even with the memory of the mighty NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5090. And that can be. So, that can be coming. In fact, PC Games and did also post a link to the Sapphire Pulse AMD Radeon RX 9060 XT OC 16GB video card. And apparently that's on sale on Amazon for $380. Oh, you want to check the Intel's credit rating? We're going back to PC Games and for the next two articles as well, because the credit rating for Intel went down, because their rating went from BBB plus to BBB. And Fitch Ratings did say that, quote, "Intel faces stronger competition from advanced micro devices," end quote. Now the market share now has some high-end desktop processors for the advanced micro devices, and that's where the market also has Intel, where it's taken a beating lately. So their rating went down. We'll see what happens with Intel because of it. But if you want something on sale, probably has a bit an Intel chip in it. According to PC Games N, Razer did slash $400 off of the Blade 16 gaming laptop price. So right now you can get that at $2,000. That would include a 240Hz OLED screen with a new NVIDIA GeForce RTX gaming GPU graphics card. And right now, you can get that at Razer, like I said, for $2,000. Oh, for you Xbox people, PureXbox.com says that the controller that was held may be coming back. Oh, it's the Design Lab. Yep, that's coming back. Now, there is no reason as to why it was held, but it is back. And since it's back, you can go make your own controllers. Now, there was a trailer that you could see up on, or that you could see up on Twitter, and they do go through the designs, and they have different designs to it. So if you want to redesign your Xbox controller, now's the time. Now we go to the esports corner, because according to HLTV, Fisher has announced the first six teams that has accepted invites to the second edition of Playground. Now, this event will be at the Belgrade Arena, and the teams are now listed for those who have accepted, but there are 10 more invites that are available to be accepted before the group stage does happen on September 12th. So the team list is Falcons, Aurora, British Pro, Furia, G2, and Astralis. All the other spots are open. There'll be a total of 16 spots. And the pool prize is $1.25 million. So to the winner goes the spoils, right? Oh, GTA 6, we know that's coming pretty soon. And a person that has quit Rockstar back in 2020 is making a comeback. Laszlo Jones, the voice of DJ Laszlo. Well, he doubts that he'll appear in GTA 6. So, Jones did talk to Nerd Reactor about appearing in GTA 6 and said, quote, "We left in 2020, so I doubt it. I love working on those games with Dan. I was on the radio in GTA 3 and GTAs after that. It was an amazing journey to work with GTA for 20 years. End quote. So I said he would, but would he really? That's going to be interesting. So what indeed will happen? We shall see. Pocket Pair, according to Games Radar, is going to make it scary. Actually, they're publishing it. But the game, according to Games Radar, will come from Sal Studio, Surgeon Studios, and it's called Dead Take. And Power World developers, publishing arm, Pocket Pair Publishing, will be the one publishing the game. So we shall see what happens with it. Oh, scary games. I know. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.